Welcome to Breakthrough, the podcast that helps you to get unstuck, move forward, move on, and finally break through to that next level that you have been looking for. I'm Mickey Ruthman, transformational breakthrough coach, speaker, and author, and your host right here on the Breakthrough podcast. So get ready to break the barriers and break the limitations, and let's dive right on into this week's episode of Breakthrough. Hello there, beautiful souls, and a very warm welcome to the very first super exciting episode of the Breakthrough podcast. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you're a little confused right now, yes, this is the podcast formerly known as Food for Thought. And as of this episode, I've decided to change the name of this podcast to Breakthrough. And I'll explain in a second exactly what made me make that decision. But this week's episode, we're looking at exactly that. We're looking at the five steps for you to get breakthrough. And let's face it, guys, when you're going through a situation or things aren't changing, what is it that you're asking for, hoping for, is what? A breakthrough, right? So breakthrough is something that all of us want and need and desire in some area of our lives or our businesses, whether it be in a relationship, our finances, in our business, in marketing, in whatever it may be. We're looking for a breakthrough, right? So that is what we're chatting about on this week's episode, this very first episode of Breakthrough, formerly known as Food for Thought. So before I dive into that, guys, how would you like to have a free coaching session with me where I coach you through your obstacle, your challenge, help you get unstuck through your goal, right? So that you can get to that next step to get your breakthrough in that situation or with that obstacle or that challenge. And or with your goal for that matter. So if that is you, stick around, because at the end of this episode, I make a really exciting announcement where you can get exactly that. Right. So let's dive into this week's episode of Breakthrough. Before I do, though, let me just explain why I decided to change the name from Food for Thought to Breakthrough. So initially, when I started this podcast channel, my vision was with it that I really just wanted to help people to expand their minds. In other words, help them to change a bit of perspective, awaken to new ways of doing things. And I think that is why the name Food for Thought kind of stood out for me. But as I went along, I realized that, not just my passion, but what I do every single day of my life is I facilitate individuals and companies with transformational breakthrough. So transformation and breakthrough really is my passions in life. That is my zone of genius. It's what I love doing. It's what I want to help people with. So it really made sense to me to change the name of this podcast, especially with this awesome announcement that I'm making at the end of this episode, to change the name to Breakthrough. And along those lines, I just want to say to you, don't ever be afraid. If you've started something, you've branded it, you've put it out there, don't ever be afraid to change it, right? Because a lot of people are too afraid to take that leap to change something that they've already put out there or perhaps already began. But if things change, take that leap. It is safe to change something if you do it right, okay? So that is the reason why I decided to change this podcast to Breakthrough, because that's really what I want to help you guys with. That's what everybody's looking for, is a breakthrough, right? Yes, transformation is part of it, but they're looking for that one thing, that breakthrough, just to punch through, all through whatever the wall is that's standing in front of you or standing in your way. So I'm super, super excited about this and really happy to announce that Food for Thought will, from this day on, from this episode on, now be called Breakthrough. Okay, so without further ado, guys, let's jump right into this week's episode, where, like I said, our topic for this week is just that, it's breakthrough. So let's have a look quickly at what the dictionary says breakthrough is. So the first thing I came across that the dictionary says is that breakthrough is a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. It is also an instance of achieving success in a particular sphere or activity. Breakthrough is an act of overcoming or penetrating an obstacle or a restriction. Okay, so for me, when I hear the word breakthrough, a couple of words come to mind. Words like an epiphany, resolution, achievement, development, and especially what stands out for me is new level, right? Because a breakthrough is literally like you're breaking through a ceiling and going through, you know, to a next level. So that is really what breakthrough is it takes you to a whole new level, right? But for us to understand breakthrough, guys, I want us to take the word breakthrough and break it up into two different words. The first being break and the second word being through, because that is what's going to help us to understand how breakthrough works before I go into these five steps to getting breakthrough. Okay, so here's the thing, and this is the part a whole lot of us don't understand and don't really like because it's not always fun. But for us to get a breakthrough, guys, very often what needs to happen is something needs to break first, right? We either need to go through a breakup, or we hit a breaking point, or we have a breakdown. But usually there is something that breaks, okay, before we get the breakthrough. And the second part of the word, which is through, is a lot of people are looking for that magic pill. In other words, I just want to wake up tomorrow morning and be zapped, and there I am on the other side. There's my breakthrough, and away we go. And unfortunately, guys, that's not how it works, and you'll understand exactly why you've got to go through it to get your breakthrough in these five steps to breakthrough that I'm going to give you on today's episode. So without further ado then, guys, let's jump into those five steps. And you're going to want to grab a pen and a piece of paper because this is really golden. And you can apply these five steps to any area of your life that you want breakthrough in, or your business for that matter, if you apply these five steps. So do grab a pen and a piece of paper because you're really going to want to take a couple of notes. So let's look at the very first step to breakthrough. And I've kind of already touched on that. But here's the thing, guys. The first step to breakthrough is break. If something's got to break, it's a breakdown, it's a breakup, it's a breaking point. But it's usually when we hit a low point, when something breaks, okay, that feels like disaster to us, is usually the first step of breakthrough. And here's the thing, to us, when that first step happens, it feels like the end, right? It feels like everything, the house of cards just came tumbling down, it all broke down. But, or the breakup happened, or whatever the case, there's a breaking point. So it feels to us like the end of something. But the beauty of it is, guys, that is only step one. The breaking is only step one. It's actually a new beginning. It's part of the breakthrough, right? So first step is always that something breaks, okay? And when we realize that, that is when we can actually get to a point of understanding that this is just step one. This is my catalyst to something better, something bigger, the next level, the actual breakthrough that I have been asking for and desiring. Okay, so that is really step one, is break. Something's gonna break, something's gotta break, right? And, you know, the best way for me to explain that is if you think about, you know, a house. Let's say that you built a house, but initially you did it on very low budget and you took a whole lot of shortcuts, and you didn't build that house with the right foundation. So as you kept living in it years and years later, everything started breaking and shifting and nothing's working anymore the way it should. And the whole house is probably standing skew by now because the foundations weren't built properly from the beginning. And unfortunately, guys, usually what happens is at some point, you cannot just keep renovating and fixing stuff. You're gonna have to break it all down to begin from scratch on the right foundation, to rebuild, okay, the right way for you to have your dream home that you desire and not have all those issues going forward, the same stuff breaking and having to fix it and all of that. So usually, guys, you know, we've got to break it down. And that's what the break part is all about. So here's the second step. So once things have broken, guys, what we tend to do is we sit there staring at the rubble, right? We look at the situation, the details of the story. We focus on the other person, what they're thinking, how they're feeling, the experience, right? The whole story itself, the circumstances. But what we should be doing in step two, if we want breakthrough, is to turn inward and to become aware of what is really going on. What is this here to teach me and what needs to change? How can I learn, grow, heal, and evolve through this break that just happened, this thing that just happened or blew up? Okay. And here's what you've got to become self-aware of is, you know, we create our own realities. And unfortunately, you know, if you built that house and you built it on low budget initially, took a couple of shortcuts, didn't do what you were supposed to do. For that not to happen again, if it broke down the first time, you need to identify what are the things that caused this. In other words, how did I get to where I am now? And what that looks like, guys, is you need to take a look at what were your actions, what are your habits, your thoughts, your beliefs, your surroundings, your circumstances that got you to this point, to this breaking point that you are at now with that situation? What caused the breakup to happen? What habits and thoughts and beliefs and circumstances and surroundings caused this to happen, right? And once you've identified that, that's when you can begin to look at, okay, so how did I get here in the first place? What were the things that caused the breaking point, right? And usually, guys, this is key what I'm about to share with you now. And this is how I coach as well when I work with someone on a transformational breakthrough level, whether it's transformational breakthrough for an individual, for a company, for a team, in business or in life. There's five levels that we've got to look at. What were our actions, habits, thoughts, beliefs, all of that stuff, in order for real transformational breakthrough to take place. And here are those five levels that I want you to identify. What happened? What got you to where you are now, to this breaking point? Okay. So the first level is the emotional level. In other words, what happened emotionally? In other words, I want you to look at, up to now, have I not been honoring my feelings and my emotions? Have I perhaps just been keeping quiet and letting things happen or persist in happening without saying how I feel, hiding my own feelings, or perhaps not being vulnerable enough to share them or feeling safe to share them? Did I not have boundaries in place? You know, on an emotional level, what I also want you to look at is to really go look at what other emotional traumas in your life could have caused you to right now be in the situation that you're at. In other words, perhaps not trusting people or not having boundaries in place or anything like that. But we've got to look at an emotional level. What needs to change? Okay, did you not honor your emotions? What happened? All right. And the second level we've got to look at is on the mind level. In other words, what thoughts and beliefs actually got me to where I am now? In other words, do you perhaps have thoughts of I'm not good enough? Do you perhaps have thoughts like I can never reach success? Thoughts of that there's not enough money? Thoughts that, you know, I'm not valuable enough to speak my truth. People don't care about what I have to say or how I feel. But what were your thoughts and beliefs that got you to where you are now, the situation that you're in right now, or the way things are right now? And the third thing, or the third level we've got to look at, guys, is really, really key. And this is where a lot of people lose the plot when it comes to transformation, because they work on the emotional level perhaps and on the mind level, especially in therapy. They work a lot on the emotional and sometimes on the mind level as well. But this next level is key, because here's how the mind works, guys. You have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. So your conscious mind is your reasoning, logical mind. Okay, so that is the one that, you know, when you tell your reasoning, logical mind, I want to lose weight, and of course, if I want to lose weight, I've got to eat less chocolates, or I've got to stop eating chocolates altogether, right? But here's the thing, the second part is your subconscious mind. Now, the subconscious mind, guys, is not a reasoning, logical mind. It actually operates on autopilot and on habits, okay? That's how it operates, is it formed habits, it learned certain habits, and now it is subconsciously on autopilot, habitually repeating that stuff. So here's the scary thing is your between your conscious mind, who's your logical, reasoning, understanding mind that knows that for you to lose weight, you've got to eat less or stop eating chocolates altogether, okay? That mind is only in control 5%, approximately 5% of the day and of your thoughts that you have is conscious thoughts, right? The other 95% are your habitual subconscious thoughts that are on autopilot. So, you know, it doesn't help that you're just working on the mind level, which is on the conscious level of your mind, your reasoning, logical mind, because the reasoning, logical mind knows you need to stop eating chocolates. But, you know, you find yourself late at night, halfway through that chocolate already and trying to tell yourself, damn it, I told myself not to eat the chocolates. But your subconscious mind knows that that is my habit. I eat chocolates, right? So it's doing it. And that's the one that's in control most of the time. So how do we get the mind now, the subconscious and the conscious mind to meet and to work together for this thing to begin to change, right? For you to stop eating chocolates. And that is where this next level comes in, which is the behavioral level. In other words, what behaviors and habits do I now need to change to stop eating chocolates, right? That got me to the point where I'm at now. So what behaviors need to change that you are now identifying that got you to where you are right now? What were the behaviors? So if you're trying to lose weight or you feel like you're overweight and you know you need to stop eating chocolates, perhaps one of the behaviors that you can identify is, you know, I always stop at the cafe after work or at the shop after work and then I buy a chocolate. Or there's always chocolates in my cupboard. There's always more than enough chocolates around me. Perhaps that's one of the behaviors that you need to address or identify and become self-aware of that needs to change. So that is why your behavioral level, where you've got to look at your behaviors and your habits that need to change, right? For breakthrough transformation to actually happen. And then your fourth level that you've got to look at, guys, to really reach transformational breakthrough is the spiritual level. Because here's the thing, your mind, your emotions, your actions, all of that stuff is usually driven around your beliefs. And if one of your beliefs, for instance, is that, you know, I've got to always do this stuff on my own, I've got to push and manipulate and control the outcome all the time. And this is why I'm fearful and stressed and worried and why I'm taking shortcuts because there's not going to be money. So I had to build the house wrong and all of that stuff. Then that needs to be addressed as well because that's got to change, right? Your spiritual level has what is also what contributed to where you are now. So that's why we look at a spiritual level as well. And then the last practical level, guys, is the practical and physical level where we need to address and look at and become self-aware of what happened on a practical or a physical level. In other words, practically and physically, what do I need to change? What got me to where I am? Perhaps it is the fact that you ate too many chocolates. Okay, perhaps the house did begin to fall apart because you skimped on paying, you know, enough money for the right guys to do the right stuff. So that is why step two, guys, on those five levels, you've got to go identify what actions, habits, thoughts, beliefs, and your surroundings, your practical physical surroundings, okay, got you to where you are now, to that breaking point where you want a breakthrough, okay? And then step three is really key, and it's really exciting too. And that is, you know, if you look at steps one and two, when something breaks, okay, that's usually where we just go, it's the end of the world and everything's going wrong. But when you become self-aware to see what got you there, the beauty of that is, guys, when something breaks and we then become self-aware of how we got there, we can actually identify, but what is it that I actually then do want? Because perhaps, okay, that house that you had to break down now or that broke down, okay, or that relationship that broke down, perhaps when you got it, it was exactly what you asked for. But in it actually falling apart and breaking up or breaking down, you are now able to identify, but what is it that I don't want. Okay. So you can refine that which you do want, so that now that it's all broken down and you can identify what got you there and begin to rebuild on the right foundation, you now actually know exactly what type of house it is you do want. Right. So you've got to get clear on that. Get crystal clear on exactly what it is you want. So look at what happened up to now and what you got up to now, what you created, okay, and what it is you don't want. And then go write down for yourself, crystal clear, in clarity, write down what it is you do want in that situation, whether it be with a relationship, your next relationship, this relationship, your business, whatever the topic is that you're busy working with, or the life area or the business area that you want breakthrough on. So step number four, guys, is once you've identified what the stuff is that got you to where you are, you need to go really look at, what do I need to change? All right. So here's what that looks like, guys, is, you know, I want to give you a hint, actually. If you want to go look at what needs to change for you to have what it is you do want, which you just identified in the third step, the biggest hint I want to give you here is that it's never the other person or other people or external circumstance that need to change for you to have what it is you do want. It is always within yourself, because here's the thing, guys. The habits, thoughts, beliefs and actions that you took and have up to now is what created what you have right now. And yes, other people played a role in that, but you are the only one that you have control over. You don't have control over other people or the external circumstances. So that is why you've got to go look at what needs to change with you, not with other people. Okay, so you've got to identify, what do I need to change? And to give a practical example of that, guys, so let's say that your break thing that you had, let's do the first few steps so you can understand this in practice. Let's say you went through a breakthrough. So that was step one. Your break part was a breakthrough, okay? In step two, you became more aware and you went and had a look at, okay, so what is this here to teach me? How is this meant to help me evolve, learn, heal, and grow, okay? So therefore, you went and you looked at the five levels to identify, you know, what caused this? What of my habits and my actions and my thoughts and my beliefs caused this? And one of the things you identify is that you have a belief that you are not important or valued. And because you have that belief, okay, which is mind, one of your behaviors was to not put boundaries in place. So now in step two, you identified, okay, so that is probably what got me to this breakup and being unhappy right now with my relationship, is that I had the belief I'm not good enough, and because of that, I didn't put boundaries in place with how I'm willing to let someone treat me and not treat me. So because of that, you were able to identify exactly what it is you do want. In other words, I want a relationship where there are boundaries and I am treated the way I want to be treated and believe I deserve to be treated. Okay, so in step four, guys, what it would then look like is to go look at what you need to change. What of your habits, thoughts, beliefs, and actions? What are the new habits that you need, the new thoughts you need, the new beliefs you need, the new actions you need to take for that to not repeat itself and for you to actually have a relationship where you are respected and valued and there are boundaries? In other words, it might look something along the lines of, you need to begin to take action and have daily practices in place to really not have that habit of speaking badly or thinking badly about yourself. Okay. Your behaviors might need to change in the sense of, you know, speak up and say how you feel, or put boundaries in place and say what it is you need and how you're willing to be treated and not willing to be treated. So step four really is about what needs to change for you to have what you want. And like I said, the hint is, what do I need to change? What needs to change in me and with me for me to have that which I actually decided it is I do want? Okay. And, you know, we've all heard this before, but it's said that insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So you've got to look at, what can you change? What do you need to change to get that different result, that thing that you decided it is you do want. So that is step number four, guys. And step number five is you've got to now integrate and implement what you decided in step number four and in step number three, okay, in deciding what you want and what needs to change, what are my new actions, habits, thoughts, beliefs that I need to put in place. And you've got to integrate and implement that into your daily practices and then be vigilant about it. Because let's use the example of the house again. So if you initially, when you built that house, you maybe skimped on buying paint. So you bought the cheapest paint out there that dries the fastest. And part of why the house began to fall apart, or why you now had to demolish it to rebuild from scratch again, is because of this paint, because it started cracking and everything just went haywire from there. Okay. So here's the thing. So you've got to be vigilant and you've got to implement that. So now you can't just buy the new paint that you said you're going to buy or that you need. In other words, I've got to now change this. I can't use the cheap paints again. You've got to actually go buy that paint and use it, the new paint, the more expensive one that's not going to cause the same thing to happen again, right? But as you start painting with this new paint, it perhaps takes a lot longer to dry. So the house will take longer to build than the cheap one that initially caused the problem took to dry. So you can't now get irritated and go back to your old ways. So let me go back to using the old cheap paint that caused the problem in the first place because it dries faster. You've got to be vigilant in your new way of doing things, your new habit, your new actions, your new decisions that you've made, to actually not have the same result again. Okay, so that is step number five. And the easy way to do that, guys, I usually tell people one simple thing you can do if you want to have a new action, belief system, new thoughts, new habits, new anything like that that you want to put in place, is actually just decide what it is and put that on your phone as an hourly reminder, so that hourly you are reminded of what your new belief is, what your new habit is, what your new thought is, so that you're practicing that every single hour throughout the day. So it's as simple as that. But step five, guys, is you've got to integrate and implement your new daily practices and then be vigilant about that. Right. So, guys, that is my five steps to transformational breakthrough, to actually getting breakthrough, whether it is in life or an area of your life, in relationships, in business, in a project that you've got. So let me give those five steps for you guys just one last time, just recap them. So step number one is always break, okay? Things need to break down and be rebuilt, unfortunately. So whether it's a breakdown, a breakup, a breaking point, or you deciding that, okay, I'm going to rebuild, you've got to break down first. That's always step number one, okay? And step number two, guys, is you've got to become self-aware. You've got to turn inward and look at, what is it that happened? What got me to where I am now? What got me to this point, this breaking point, or having to break things down and start over again and do it properly again? So what caused that? What actions, habits, thoughts, beliefs of your own got you to where you are right now? Okay. And your third step is you've got to decide what it is that you actually then do want. In other words, what's the opposite of the result you've gotten so far? What do you want? So what didn't work out for you? And what is it that you actually then do want, right? And then step four is you need to look at what it is that needs to change for you to then have that which you actually do want. And that is looking at what of your own inside of you, what of your habits that you need to change, what new habits, new thoughts, new beliefs, and new actions do you need to put in place in your daily practices to have the thing that you actually then do want, to get that change, right? And then step five is to integrate and implement that, all of your new daily practices, your new beliefs, new habits, new thoughts, new actions, and to be vigilant about that. So those are my five steps for you to break through, guys. I really hope that that's going to help you in your situation right now to begin to move towards breakthrough. And like I said at the beginning of this episode, guys, breakthrough is two parts. Break that word into two words, break and through. So if you're at step number one, that is just step number one, guys. That is the catalyst to your new level, your breakthrough, to something new happening or coming. But in order for you to have the breakthrough, you now need to go through that. So you've got to go through then steps 2, 3, 4, and 5 to then get your breakthrough. So guys, please do share this with me. Share with me how you're going to go implement this. Please share your aha moments and your takeaways that you've got from this episode, and how are you actually going to go implement this in that area or that situation that you want breakthrough from or breakthrough for, that you've been desperately asking for a breakthrough. And also share with me your testimonials and results that you get. And here's the beauty, guys, is sometimes, you know, it doesn't even take actual physical, practical, new, wow, you know, blown out of proportion stuff to happen for breakthrough to take place. Very often, some of the biggest breakthroughs I've had, where I've gone to a whole new level of something or an area of my life or my business, the breakthrough was literally just a massive aha moment or a big perspective change that actually was the breakthrough that brought everything, that brought the change and the transformation that I was looking for. So that could even be it, guys. It could literally, your new level could just be a change in your perspective or a massive aha moment that you had. And you'll actually have that and get that breakthrough if you follow these 5 steps. So guys, please do share with me how you enjoyed this podcast, how this helped you, what your takeaways were. Just comment for me below, review or rate this podcast, or tag me in a post on Instagram or Facebook. You can actually find that in the show notes as well, my links to my social media. But I'd love to hear back from you guys. I'd love to just hear how you're going to go implement this and how this worked for you, right? So I did mention at the beginning of this episode that I have a very exciting announcement that I want to make on this very first episode of Breakthrough. So I gave this some thought, and you know, my passion in life is really to help people with getting breakthrough, getting unstuck, and really experiencing that next, going to that next level every single time. Because I know from my personal experience in life what it feels like to be so desperate to want that breakthrough and not know how to get it, just feeling stuck and feeling like nothing's changing. And I really want to help you guys to move on, get over that thing, you know, move that obstacle and reach your goal and get your breakthrough with whatever it is you're struggling with, okay? So whatever it is, whether it's a relationship you want to get over, whether it's a breakthrough you want in your business, whether it's a breakthrough you want in your relationship, your life, your finances, whatever it may be, I want to help you with that. So here's the exciting news. What I'm going to begin to do right here on the Breakthrough Podcast, guys, is to offer you guys to do live coaching sessions with you, to coach you personally through whatever your obstacle, challenge, goal, the thing you want to get unstuck from that you're not sure how to move past, right, to get your breakthrough, to help you to take that next steps. I want to offer you a free coaching call with me right here on this podcast. So here's the beauty of that, guys, is by me coaching you through your obstacle, your challenge, your goal, right, and you getting your breakthrough, others who are listening to this podcast will get help through that as well, because just by hearing how I coach somebody else through it, they learn from that as well and will find ways to actually move forward and get unstuck as well. So you're not just helping you, you're helping a whole bunch of other people listening to this podcast as well by doing that. And you can do it completely anonymously. If you don't want me to use your real name, you can just request that we don't use your real name in the podcast episode. But if that is you and you want to jump on a free coaching call with me so that I can coach you live through your obstacle, your challenge, your goal, to help you get unstuck, get over it, get on with it, move on and move to that next level and get your breakthrough just to take those next steps, then please drop an email to my team at admin@mickeyruthman.com, and in the subject line just put podcast. My team will then take it from there and book that session with you. We're only doing a few guys, so please do email and we'll go through them and we'll select a couple of you each month. But every time a new slot goes open, we'll let you guys know. So if that is you, if you want that coaching call with me, if you want me to coach you live on this podcast through your challenge, through your obstacle, help you get unstuck, or through your goal, please do drop an email to admin@mickeyruthman.com with the subject line podcast, and I will put the email address in the show notes for you guys as well. But I am super, super excited about that. As I said, that is my passion. I usually do that even in my live talks, whether it's corporates or whether it's companies and events that I'm speaking at. I do live coaching with the audience because that is what I love doing. I love seeing immediate results and transformation and helping people to take that next step to get their breakthrough, to just get unstuck, because that is, you know, I know what it feels like to be there. And even I have a coach to help me get unstuck. So I know the value in that. And like I said, that is, I call it my zone of genius. When I'm in my zone is when I'm coaching. So that is why I'm super excited to offer that to you guys today and to do that for you guys and to get to know you and jump on those calls with you to help you to get your breakthrough as well. So guys, as always, I'm playing out for you on this episode with just a song that I love or enjoy or that has special meaning to me. And I hope you're going to enjoy it with me. But until next week, guys, I'll see you right back here again on the brand new, used to be Food for Thought, but now the all brand new Breakthrough Podcast. In all of us, in our hearts, there's love and light that we must realize. We need to feel, we need to use this warmth that could make bright our lives. In all of us, in our hearts, there's love and light that we must realize. We need to feel, we need to use this warmth that could make bright our lives. Must realize we need to.